Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% bookbuilt offer is being offered at a price band of Rs. 542 to Rs. 570 per equity share of face value Rs. 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges. Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% bookbuilt offer is being offered at a price band of Rs. 542 to Rs. 570 per equity share of face value Rs. 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges.
Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Vibhuti Mishra.
Dhanyavad Arjun. Namaskar, Shrotao. Market Mantra कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है. आज के अंक में देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों के साथ साथ शेयर बाजार की हलचल पर एक नजर डालेंगे और चर्चा भी करेंगे. चर्चा के लिए आज हमारे स्टूडियो में मौजूद हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार उदयन रे. उदयन जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका बहुत स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद.
और अब सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस बता रहे हैं मेरे सहयोगी अर्जुन चौधरी.
स्टॉक मार्केट स्नैप अ थ्री डे विनिंग रन. सेंसेक्स एंड्स 110 पॉइंट्स लोअर. निफ्टी सेटल्स नियर 22,450. अ प्राइवेट सर्विस स्टेट्स इंडियाज मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पीएमआई राइजेस टू अ 16 ईयर हाई इन मार्च. And Brent crude oil breaks above $88 on fresh supply threats.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार में लगातार तीन दिनों की तेजी का सिलसिला टूटा. सेंसेक्स में 110 अंकों की गिरावट. निफ्टी 22,450 से करीब बंद. एक निजी सर्वेक्षण के अनुसार भारत का विनिर्माण पीएमआई मार्च में 16 साल के उच्चतम स्तर पर पहुंचा और ताजा आपूर्ति संभावनाओं के कारण ब्रेंट कच्चा तेल $88 से ज्यादा महंगा. और सबसे पहले शेयर बाजार का हाल जानते हैं. अमेरिकी बाजारों में कमजोर रुझान और विदेशी फंडों द्वारा बिकवाली के बीच चुनिंदा शेयरों में मुनाफा वसूली के कारण बेंचमार्क सूचकांकों में पिछले तीन सत्र से जारी तेजी का सिलसिला आज थम गया. बीएसई सेंसेक्स 111 अंक या 0.15% की गिरावट के साथ 73,904 पर बंद हुआ. निफ्टी 9 अंक या 0.04% गिरकर 22,453 पर बंद हुआ. सेंसेक्स में शामिल कोटक महिंद्रा बैंक, एचसीएल टेक्नोलॉजीज और आईसीआईसीआई बैंक 1.5% से अधिक गिरकर बंद हुए. वहीं महिंद्रा एंड महिंद्रा, नेस्ले इंडिया, टाटा मोटर्स, एसबीआई और इंडसइंड बैंक लाभ में रहे. बीएसई के व्यापक बाजार में मिड कैप सूचकांक में 1.14% की वृद्धि हुई जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 1.28% की वृद्धि हुई है. और रुपया का हाल जान लेते हैं. विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज अमेरिकी डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया 83.39 रूपये पर बंद हुआ. विश्व की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स दिन के कारोबार में 104.97 पर कारोबार कर रहा था. और अब अंग्रेजी में स्टॉक सुनिए हमारे अर्जुन जी से. जी अर्जुन जी, बताएं.
Thank you, Vibhuti. Benchmark indices snapped the three-day winning streak today due to profit booking in select shares amid weak trends from the U.S. markets and foreign fund outflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex declined 111 points or 0.15% to finish at 73,904. NSE Nifty fell 9 points or 0.04% to settle at 22,453. From the Sensex pack, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HCL Technologies and ICICI Bank ended over 1.5% lower. while Mahindra & Mahindra, Nestle India, Tata Motors, SBI and IndusInd Bank were among the gainers in the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange. The mid-cap index gained 1.14%, while the small-cap index rose 1.28%. In sectoral indices at the BSE, the consumer durables sector zoomed 1.8%, services rose 1.6%, oil and gas also soared over 1.5%. On the other hand, tech fell 0.7%, information technology index declined 0.5%, and Bankex declined 0.2%. Once again, a warm welcome to you on Market Mantra. Today, according to the outflows, the FIIs were the net sellers to the tune of 1,623 crore rupees, but DIIs are the net buyers, going strong at 1,952 crore rupees. Before the elections, how do you look at the markets, especially with the volatility index showing a fall by almost 3.5%? What's the sentiment? What are you thinking of the FIIs and DIIs? Who are the major players in the market determining valuations?
Well, FII selling and DIIs buying is more of the same familiar territory, simply because people like you and I mean investors in the markets, either directly or indirectly through mutual funds, they are constantly, on a very consistent basis, are investing. So that explains the DII bit, a domestic institutional bit. The foreign institutional bit, one can understand because there's obviously, as you the headlines was read, there will be periodically profit booking. But that is not a major area of concern because of some of the oft-repeated aspects about the Indian economy and Indian corporate results, etc., that is automatically making the our markets relatively attractive, even as many other economies in the world, countries in the world, markets in the world continue to struggle. So there aren't many markets like Indian markets for even foreign guys to invest in, and that is something that we can bet on for quite a few months in 2024.
We'll be heading for a short break. We'll be back with more on market performance on Market Mantra.
Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs. 542 to Rs. 570 per equity share of face value Rs. 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges. Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs. 542 to Rs. 570 per equity share of face value Rs. 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges.
ब्रेक के बाद आपका स्वागत है. उदयन जी, हमने देखा कि तीन दिनों का जो था सिलसिला तेजी का, वो टूट गया. श्रोताओं को एक सामान्य सी इच्छा रहती है कि आप एक्सपर्ट हैं, आगे क्या होगा बाजार में?
आगे बाजार में वही होगा जो पहले से होता आया है. तो जैसे समुद्र के तट में हम देखते हैं हाई वेव, रादर ऊंचे वेव्स आते हैं, लो वेव्स आते हैं, हाई टाइड होता है, ज्वार भाटा होता है, और वो कांस्टेंट रहता है. तो ये जो अप डाउन मूवमेंट्स हैं, सड़क पार जैसे करते हैं, जैसे हम चाय बनाते हैं, जैसे जो बोट में नाव में सवार करते हैं, वो उसी तरीके से लेना होता है. स्पेशल मार्केट ऊपर या नीचे जाता है, उसमें आपको कुछ स्पेशल नहीं करना होता है. आपको आपकी रणनीति वो होनी चाहिए जो सारे मार्केट्स में बराबर होते हैं. तो आपके लक्ष्य की तरफ नजर रहनी चाहिए. आपको क्या करना है, आपने एक रणनीति बना ली, आप रेगुलरली आप नियमित रूप से निवेश करेंगे और आप कुछ चीजें बेसिक्स को देखेंगे और उस वो मार्केट के उतार चढ़ाव से फर्क नहीं पड़ना चाहिए. जो मार्केट में ट्रेडिंग करके कमाई करते हैं, उनके लिए तो मार्केट मंथ शायद वहां पे एडवाइस के बारे के लिए वो लोग देखते नहीं है, वो इन्फॉर्मेशन के लिए सुनते होंगे.
सो देयर वाज अ करेक्शन इन द मार्केट, प्रॉफिट बुकिंग स्पेशली बाय FIIs, FPIs. But really the question by my co-anchor was, will the bull market continue? Because, you know, it's already across to 74,000. Is it likely to go up? Because you have, you know, Jefferies type of investors in India were saying that the market will touch 1 lakh. That is the kind of optimism sentiments that's there from overseas investors. So even for the small investor, we saw the small cap and the mid cap index go up, in fact, as compared to the Sensex. Do you see the bull market continuing, and for how long? Because everybody feels there is overvaluation, and every time they feel there's going to be a major correction, there is fresh buying into the market.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem. Any economy which is going to be growing at 7%, then the top performing companies, you'll find their earnings going up by 15, 20, whatever. You'll find those stories happening. So, even if there are correction in between, for an economy which is going to be performing so well, a stock market, the listed companies are the best performing companies. So, when you're looking at those best stories and you're investing and partnering in those stories, getting a share of those success stories, you can only benefit. Periodically, they'll go up and down. And that's what I was saying. It's like crossing a road. You know, it's one day the road is jammed up and you can't cross the road, or you're taking the road, it's jammed up quite a bit, or there's a flooding out there. We should not get too bothered, because that's the rub of the green, you know. One can remain very, very confident that over a period of time, if 1 lakh doesn't happen, say in one year or whatever, it'll happen at some point, which is not. Let's look at Arjun, just to close this point. 1 year back, we were probably 5,000 points down, if I'm not wrong, as far as Nifty. Now, that's a lot. That's 30%. If somebody had put in 1 lakh rupee, and if it was like some kind of one single security, and fallen off to sleep and woke up today, he would be 30% more, he would have got a 30% appreciation. That's the index, by the way, not even a stock. So just imagine the kind of upside that has happened. So, of course, I mean, not every period, you know, 1 year period will give you the same kind of a thing. But what happens, Arjun, it has been seen over a period of time that if when you stay invested over a period of, say, 3, 4, 5, 6, as you go along and stay invested, the chances of you getting hurt by market movements are become that much lesser.
We're heading for another short break, so please stay tuned on Market Mantra.
Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs 542 to Rs 570 per equity share of face value Rs 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges. Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs 542 to Rs 570 per equity share of face value Rs 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges.
Welcome back to Market Mantra. It's now time for reading the news on the emerging trend of the rupee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that numerous transformations in the past 10 years have enabled the creation of a new banking system, economy and currency experience. Addressing the RBI at 90, an event held to commemorate 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai, Mr. Modi further emphasized the need to make the Indian rupee more accessible and acceptable throughout the world. In this report, a correspondent from Mumbai explains various initiatives taken by the government in recent years that have helped the rupee earn the recognition of an international currency.
As India aims to become the third largest economy in the world, it is critical that the Indian currency too gains traction. With this aim in mind, the Reserve Bank has taken numerous steps to increase the use of Indian rupee in global markets, especially for trade settlements. Accordingly, RBI has permitted banks from 22 countries to open special Vostro rupee accounts for settling payments in Indian rupees. In a recent interview, Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, had said that trading in Indian rupee is advantageous as the currency remains stable against most international currencies. It is especially beneficial for countries experiencing a shortage of US dollars. Moreover, settlement in the Indian rupee can save both the parties' transaction costs as they can avoid the need to convert transactions into a third currency. While many neighboring countries have shown interest in adopting the system, the significance of using rupee for international trade settlements has gained more attention, with India settling trade bills in rupees with Russia and the UAE in the past few months. Speaking to Akashvani News about internationalization of rupee, leading economist Uday Tardalkar spoke about the groundbreaking UPI and digital rupee initiatives.
2016 post-demonetization, a lot of focus is on digital technology, and UPI actually contributes to 45% of the digital transactions that happen in the world. UPI is accepted in 7 countries now as far as the payment mode is concerned. Apparently, a couple of things needs to be mentioned here, that rupee symbol itself got its recognition, and in the year 2022, post-Ukraine-Russia war, actually India took a lot of initiatives for a bilateral trade, that the rupee to be traded in other countries with their own currency. Cross-border transactions which happens, it has a cost of almost 7% when we talk about transfer of funds, because of various risks involved in this and the parties involved. One point here again we need to add is the digital rupee, what India has introduced in the year December 2022, that's also going to play a major role in terms of these transactions, because digital rupee is as good as a hard cash and it can be actually exchanged at any point of time 24/7. So that reduces this almost by 3% or so. And the main need to credit to the National Payment Corporation of India, which has played a pivotal role, which has synchronized all private and public sector banks. And it's a matter of just seconds that funds are transferred from one person to another or to an entity.
With Pratna, this is Nisha Rani for Market Mantra from Mumbai.
दुनिया मान रही है कि भारत तेजी से बढ़ती हुई अर्थव्यवस्था है, तीसरी बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था हम बनने की ओर जा रहे हैं, 90 वर्ष का आरबीआई और रुपया का अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पे जो पहचान है, जो हम कामकाज कर रहे हैं उस पर काफी आगे बढ़ गए हैं। आगे आप अपने भारत को कहां देख रहे हैं?
देखिए, रुपए का की जो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय महत्व है वो तो बढ़ती जाएगी, क्योंकि आप अगर निर्यात भी ज्यादा कर रहे हैं, आयात भी ज्यादा कर रहे हैं, अगर आप थर्ड लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बन रहे हैं तो आयात भी आप बहुत उसी स्तर में करेंगे और निर्यात भी आप उसी स्तर में करेंगे, तो हर दोनों तरफ से आप ऊपर जाएंगे। अगर कई बार तो निर्यात करने के लिए आपको आयात करना पड़ता है, तो ये तो एक बात है कि वो अपने आप ही कुछ रुपए के जो का जो महत्व है वो अपने आप ही बढ़ता चला जाएगा, पर हमें ये देखना पड़ेगा वर्चस्व जिसे कहते हैं, जहां पे सीट एट द हाई टेबल,
जी हाँ जी हाँ,
जो वर्चस्व वो तभी आएगा मेरे ओपिनियन में जब हम हमारे यहां पे उत्पादन करेंगे, मतलब हम एक्सपोर्ट निर्यात करेंगे, या तो हम गुड्स जो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग है उससे कर रहे हैं, या तो हम सर्विसेज की एक्सपोर्ट बढ़ा रहे हैं, क्योंकि उसमें क्या होगा कि अगर हम उत्पादन बहुत ज्यादा करते हैं और वो महत्वपूर्ण उत्पादन है कि आप हमने मान लीजिए चिप्स बना रहे हैं या हम सोलर बैटरीज बना रहे हैं, जिसके बगैर विश्व में लोगों के को उनके पास विकल्प नहीं है, तब तो हम कह सकते हैं कि आप रुपए में लें और हम आपसे रुपए में कुछ लेंगे, पर अगर दोनों में इम्बैलेंस रहता है, अगर हम आयात करते वक्त हम कहते हैं हम आपको रुपए में देंगे और हमारे पास उनको देने के लिए कुछ नहीं है, तब जो हम जो विकल्प डॉलर या दूसरे जो मुद्राएं हैं, ज्यादातर मैं कहूंगा डॉलर, उसके लिए वो केस आपके आपका उतना मजबूत नहीं होगा। तो मेड इन इंडिया, आत्मनिर्भर भारत, जो एक ग्लोबल इकोसिस्टम इकोनॉमिक सिस्टम में एक बेहतर रोल, बड़ा रोल प्ले करने का एक जो महत्वाकांक्षी योजना है, जो एक विजन है, वो उसका बड़ा रोल है आपके रुपए के इंटरनेशनलाइजेशन के ऊपर। आप देखिए ना, जो अमेरिका जो है वो तेल का बहुत बड़ा निर्यातक था, मतलब आज से 100 साल पहले, और वहीं से क्योंकि लोगों को लेना पड़ता था तो वो धीरे धीरे करके उसने पाउंड स्टर्लिंग को रिप्लेस कर लिया। पहले पाउंड स्टर्लिंग सबसे बड़ा करेंसी था। तो आपकी इकोनॉमिक माइट जिसमें आपके एक्सपोर्ट्स और आपके जो इम्पोर्ट्स हैं, इनका जो जब आप पूरा सिस्टम आपका आगे बढ़ेगा तो ऑटोमेटिकली आपका, पर वो ऐसी चीजें होनी चाहिए जिसके बगैर जब आप आयात कर रहे हैं, आप इतने बड़े मंडी बन गए, इतने बड़े मार्केट बन गए कि आपको बेचे बगैर लोगों की बात नहीं बनेगी, जो कि सच होता चला जा रहा है। पर आपको उस हिसाब से निर्यात भी ऐसी चीजें करनी पड़ेंगी, सिर्फ आपने खनिज पदार्थ कर दिए, अब हाई वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट्स नहीं बनाए, ब्रांड्स नहीं किए, इंटेलेक्चुअल प्रॉपर्टी नहीं की, तो अब दिक्कत रहेगी।
जी हाँ, निश्चित तौर पर उसकी संभावना है, हम उसमें आगे भी बढ़ रहे हैं, लेकिन दुनिया ने माना है, ब्रिक्स में चर्चा हुई थी, और यह है कि डॉलर के मुकाबले कहीं न कहीं से एक विकल्प तो बना ही है रुपया, और हमने इसमें कामकाज भी किया है।
द रिपोर्ट ऑल्सो सजेस्ट दैट दिस डी डॉलराइजेशन इंटरनेशनल ट्रेड एंड कॉमर्स डज नॉट वांट डिपेंड अपॉन द यूएस करेंसी, स्पेशली वेद शॉर्टफॉल। द कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट ऑल्सो मेक्स नोट ऑफ द Nostro account where you make payments in US dollars through SWIFT transactions as well. Now they want to move on to Vostro where you can use a local currency like the Indian rupee. You feel that's the best way to settle international trade and transactions where there's so much stability of the Indian rupee, especially as far as India is concerned.
Well, Arjun, there's a lot of progress, as the report rightly mentioned. Now, we are doing a lot of, UAE is a very important trade partner. I think it's probably the top three, if I'm not wrong. So, we have done own currency kind of deals with them. So, when you start, except for those places where you cannot have to deal with dollars at the moment, but in other places, in bilateral trade agreements, free trade agreements, with various countries, if we can get rupee playing a role out there, then things start becoming more interesting, and the stability factor becomes important, because you don't have to hold so much of foreign reserves in dollars. You know, you can, you know, deal with your own currency, and the interventions that RBI has to do to stabilize the rupee against the dollar, that also will be lesser.
Waiting for another short break, so please stay tuned on Market Mantra.
Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs 542 to Rs 570 per equity share of face value Rs 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges. Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs 542 to Rs 570 per equity share of face value Rs 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges.
ब्रेक के बाद आपका स्वागत है। एशिया और यूरोप के बाजार का हाल जान लेते हैं। चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट सूचकांक में 0.10% की गिरावट को छोड़कर सभी प्रमुख एशियाई शेयर आज बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए। हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग सूचकांक 2.30%, सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम सूचकांक 0.40% और दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी सूचकांक 0.20% बढ़ा है। जापान का निक्केई भी 0.10% चढ़ा। यूरोपीय बाजार भी आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक लंदन का फुटसी 0.38%, फ्रांस का कैक 0.24% और जापान का डेक्स 0.01% के ऊपर कारोबार कर रहा था।
मूविंग ऑन टू द यूएस स्टॉक मार्केट, द डाउ एंड द एसएनपी 500 एज लोअर येस्टरडे, अ ड्रैग डाउन बाय इन्वेस्टर वरीज ओवर द टाइमिंग ऑफ इंटरेस्ट रेट कट्स बाय द फेडरल रिजर्व आफ्टर स्ट्रॉन्गर देन एक्सपेक्टेड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग डेटा पुश्ड ट्रेजरी यील्ड्स हायर। द डाउ जोन्स इंडस्ट्रियल एवरेज डिक्लाइन 0.6%, द एसएनपी 500 स्लिप 0.2%, ऑन द अदर हैंड द नैसडैक कंपोजिट एंडेड 0.10% हायर। इट सीम्स दैट द इंडियन सेंसेक्स एंड निफ्टी एक्चुअली फॉलोड the trend that was set by the US stock market, but still very strong valuations there. It's a bull market. We saw minor correction there as well. What's your brief take on the US market?
Arjun, I'm more bullish on our markets because Arjun, the American stock markets are being largely driven by the Fab 7, the tech, the tech favorites, whether it's Amazon, Nvidia. So they are looking. There's been a little bit of a reality check, because some of the data that has come in, it's not showing a rate cut happening as soon as the market's expected.
Well, the discount rate is expected to be 5.25 to 5.5%, and clearly the market is waiting for a cut so that the markets can go up even more. Let's look at some more news, this time on the manufacturing PMI.
जी हाँ, एक निजी सर्वेक्षण से पता चला है कि मार्च में भारत में विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में वित्त वर्ष 2024 में शानदार कामकाज के साथ समाप्त किया है, क्योंकि कंपनियों ने मजबूत उत्पादन और नए ऑर्डर के जवाब में नियुक्तियां बढ़ा दी। एचएसबीसी इंडिया मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पीएमआई फरवरी में 56.9 से बढ़कर मार्च में 16 साल के उच्चतम स्तर पर पहुंच गया था।
Well, 59.1, anything above 50 as far as PMI manufacturing is concerned is supposed to be very good. How do you see a score at touching 60 for the month of March as far as manufacturing is concerned? What type of resource planning has gone into materials and manufacturing by, say, the auto industry? We saw the Nifty go up by almost 220 points today. What's the thinking right now?
Well, I think, Arjun, it's all showing a very healthy sort of portents, because it's showing what's likely to happen in the future. And 59 is very, very, and it's a 33-month streak, which is very impressive. And it's falls in line with the government's thinking. They're looking at manufacturing getting boosted. Obviously, there are lots of new sunrise areas where they would want things to take
semiconductors
off. Absolutely. So there's a whole range of things with renewable energy and all this and the like. So this is looking positive, obviously the whole picture will, you'll need to see other indicators to get a, holistic picture of the scene ahead.
There seem to be quite a bit of optimism regarding the small and medium enterprises. Do you think they see them as a forerunner in this booming factory developments?
That is what everybody would be hoping for, Arjun, because there's no doubt that the big boys are doing well. What everybody would want would be the MSMEs doing well.
Let's have a look at the oil market now. Brent crude rose above $88 a barrel today for the first time since October, as oil supplies faced fresh threats with more Ukrainian attacks on Russian energy facilities and escalating conflict in West Asia. Brent crude oil futures was up to trade at $88.97, whereas WTI was at higher at $85.32 when reports last came in. How concerned should India be? Because now they've increased their imports from the US, and these are the quotations from Brent crude and WTI, which are basically US based. How concerned should India be?
Well, Arjun, this supply demand interplay will go on, and if the demand in China comes down a little bit, then you can obviously expect things to not go out of hand.
और आज एमसीएक्स में जून अनुबंध के लिए सोना बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक सोना 436 रुपये बढ़कर 68,725 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था। मई अनुबंध के लिए चांदी भी 1,278 रुपये की बढ़त के साथ 76,810 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी।
Well, thank you then for being with us on Market Mantra and giving us your extensive views and expertise on market performance today, not just in India, but globally as well.
Thank you so much.
And before we close, a look at the headlines once again. Our stock market snapped a three-day winning run. Sensex ends 110 points lower. Nifty settles near 22,450. A private survey states India's manufacturing PMI rises to a 16-year high in March, and Brent crude oil breaks above $88 per barrel on fresh supply threats. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye.
Namaskar.
Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs. 542 to Rs. 570 per equity share of face value Rs. 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges. Bharti Hexacom Limited, a subsidiary of Bharti Airtel Limited, now proposes an initial public offer of equity shares. The 100% book built offer is being offered at a price band of Rs 542 to Rs 570 per equity share of face value Rs 5 each. Offer opens on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Offer closes on Friday, April 5th, 2024. The anchor investor bidding date is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. For risks involved and other details, please refer to the Red Herring Prospectus dated March 22nd, 2024, which is available on the websites of the company, SEBI, the BRLMs and the stock exchanges.
Market.